go. Come on now.
I don't know. Where'd your mouse go?
There we go.
Here, mousey, mousey, mousey. Here, mouse.
It's weird, it just disappeared.
Really?
Yeah.
Run behind the desk?
Yes.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
Welcome back, John.
Hey. Good to be back.
Oh, we missed you last week.
Yes. Oh, well, I'm back. You're I've returned.
Back. You have.
Yes.
Thought you were going on strike or something.
No.
But alas, you came back.
Yes.
Mark and I did a movie podcast last week.
You did?
In your absence, yes.
And what did you review?
X-Men Days of Futures Past.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And how was it?
It was okay. I mean, it's definitely one of the better of the X-Men movies.
Okay.
It's probably one of the best ones that Bryan Singer did.
Okay.
There's things in it that are really good and things in it that make you scratch your head, but that's with all movies.
Well, it's always that way.
You know, it's not, nothing's ever perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Very few are good enough to be like, I can watch this over and over and over again.
That's right.
But especially X-Men. I mean, that gets old pretty quick. So how was your vacation?
It was just fine.
Yeah?
It was fine. Nothing too exciting.
No?
No.
Did you get to relax, though?
Not really.
No?
No.
So you don't feel relaxed at all after your really, really busy last month?
No, not at all. Not at all. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, sure.
Nope.
I thought maybe you'd be more relaxed, but... Because you were pretty stressed after that big thing that you had to go work on.
Yeah, well, still kind of stressed.
Okay, never mind.
But life goes on, doesn't it?
It does.
Because eventually someday you'll just, you know, drop dead. And then it's all over.
It is.
Depending on what you believe in. Because, you know, at some point it may just start over again.
It doesn't.
It doesn't? It just stops?
It doesn't. It just, you're gone.
It's just darkness?
And
are you conscious of the darkness?
No.
Nothingness?
Nope.
Oh.
You just go away. It's exactly like before you were born.
Floating in stars.
You just cease being.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. There you have it.
Well, you know how they say that energy can't be created or destroyed? There was that whole thing where people are like, well, it's impossible to die because your energy has to go somewhere. And the amount of energy that your body has when it dies is so little, it's just basically heat that radiates back into the earth.
And that's
it. You're done.
Well, I have so little energy right now anyway, so.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that day.
When you drop dead?
When I just drop dead, yeah. But it's all over.
Oh, that's so sad.
No, it's not, because, you know, you just cease.
Well, speaking of people who died, did you see who died this morning or last night?
Hollywood
from Mannequin.
Yeah. Yes.
And Designing Women.
One of Andrew McCarthy's finer films.
Meshach, is that how you say his first name? Meshach Taylor?
Meshach Taylor, yes.
Yeah. If you ever watched Designing Women, he was the one dude on that.
He was the black guy.
He was the black guy. He played the gay.
Actually, wasn't he the only black person on the show, actually?
I believe so.
He was.
He was also the...
window dresser.
He was a window dresser, yeah, in Mannequin with the messed up glasses and stuff.
Yes.
So, yeah, he died yesterday. Aww.
That's too bad. So he's up there with Casey Kasem. And who is the other one?
Oh, is he number
Bobby
two?
Womack?
Or is
no,
he
I thought he's number three.
He's number three.
Yeah.
I bet you he wasn't on the death list.
Oh, I'm sure he wasn't.
I like the fact that it says that he fought a terminal illness and faded markedly in recent days. I wonder what his terminal illness was.
He had cancer.
Oh, was it?
Well, one article says that he was in hospice, so I'm assuming it was cancer.
Oh. Yeah, usually when they move you to a hospice, you don't have a lot of time left.
No.
Or if they start bringing hospice to your house, it's even worse.
It's even worse, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
poor guy.
Yep.
He was only 67. That's sad.
I know.
That's young.
That is young.
So sad. Anyway. Yep, he's dead.
He's gone. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Interesting.
Did you watch the Girl Meets World premiere? Were you a Boy Meets World fan?
Not at all.
No?
No. No.
Aww.
I prefer, what's his name? Corey Feldman? No. What's his name? The kid. His brother was in The Wonder Years.
Oh, Ben Savage. Savage? Ben Savage?
Yes, I prefer Ben Savage's later works. Once he matured.
Yeah.
Not going to go back to... whatever this was. Girl Meets World. The return of Topanga's lips.
Hey, I had a big crush on her when I was a kid. Leave them lips
alone. I've known quite a few people who have.
She's hot.
Is she? Still?
Yeah. Yeah.
Danielle Fischel?
Danielle Fischel, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Apparently you're going to be watching Boy Meets World.
No. Okay, CNN has an article called Sexy in Their 60s, and the first person on it is Kathleen Turner.
Oh, they obviously haven't seen her lately.
There's a recent picture of her, and no, she's not.
No.
Pam Grier is on the list.
Yeah, from a distance.
She's 65.
Yes.
Christie Brinkley, who's 60. She's still hot.
So these aren't MILFs? Are these GILFs?
These would be GILFs. Yeah. Oprah? No. Uh-uh.
Ooh, no.
She's 60.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who was that? Oh, Suzanne Somers. I don't think she's aged very well.
Well, she's had a lot of surgery, and if you notice that when she's on TV these days,
yeah,
her hair covers a lot of her face. You know, it covers all the way up to the sides of her eyes. She's got bangs down to the tops of her eyes.
That's exactly what this picture is.
And it's to hide the bad security,
okay.
The bad stuff, you know.
It says the next one is Goldie Hawn, and she has not aged well.
No, she has not.
She, matter of fact, like she's 5 years older than Kurt Russell, and Kurt Russell looks way better.
Really?
Yeah. Meryl Streep.
She's 64. Well, in that Diane Keaton kind of way.
Yeah. She was hot in the day, but not anymore.
Yeah. She's presentable.
Liam Neeson, apparently, 61.
Okay.
So they're saying he's sexy.
He's a hot 60-year-old woman?
Well, apparently this is both now.
Oh, okay.
Cher, 67. Cher's had so much work done, though.
Yeah, it's not really her.
She really has a face of a 30-year-old at this point.
Well, yes, it's on top of the face of a 62-year-old.
64-year-old Richard Gere. is on there.
Yeah.
He still looks pretty good.
Does he?
Now he's like jet white hair, though.
Well, he's old.
Yeah. Sting, who's 62. That's what tantric sex does for you, though.
You think so?
If you keep from coming, you like you keep your age like in check. Mm. Jessica Lange, 64.
Okay.
She's not bad.
She looks pretty good in American Horror Story, especially the last one.
Let's see, Helen Mirren, 65.
Yeah, but she's old.
Yeah. 60-year-old Pierce Brosnan. They're saying that he still looks pretty good. It's been 12 years since he was 007.
Wow.
64-year-old Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. I don't know. I can't judge him. Jeff Bridges. He's only 63. I could have sworn he was older than that.
Hmm.
Kathy Lee Gifford is 60.
Yeah. Just based on personality.
Yeah. Jane Seymour?
No, 62. I've seen her up. I've seen her up close.
Yeah, she's not attractive.
No.
68-year-old Tom Selleck. He looks like he's had some work done.
Has he? Isn't he on that show Blue Bloods or one of those things?
Yeah, but he just looks like he's probably had some stuff injected or lifted or something. Felicia Rashad, who's 65. She looks like she's aged big time.
Yeah, well, you know, black don't crack.
Susan Lucci, who's now 66.
She's looking leathery.
She got a weird neck thing going on.
Does she?
Yeah. It's like a pulled back turkey neck.
Well, and that's probably exactly what it is.
Let's see, who's next? Susan Sarandon, who's 67.
I don't know. I've lost respect for her now that she's in a movie with that fat girl.
We're going to talk about that in a second because, yeah, okay. And Jacqueline Smith, who's 67. And in this picture, she looks pretty good for 67. But, okay, let's go back to Susan Sarandon and Melissa McCarthy.
Okay.
I think I've seen a couple of movies that Melissa McCarthy's been in. And it's the
same
fucking character.
I've told you that. I've told you that repeatedly.
And now she's doing this other one where she's on a jet ski and she's holding up the chicken place with a bag on her head. And
yes.
I don't know why people find her funny.
Character. I don't, because she's a big girl.
But so are people laughing at her and not with her?
No, I think they're laughing with her in a Roseanne kind of way.
I don't know. See, I can't even type in her name before it pops up. So, okay, in the last, let's see. So she really took off pretty much around the time she did Bridesmaids, right? That was about the time that she's been around forever, but like that was when people really started to know who she was ish. Which, let's see, where is that? 2011. She started Mike and Molly in 2010. But she did This Is 40, Identity Thief, The Hangover Part 3, The Heat, and Tammy, which are pretty much the same fucking movie with her.
Yeah.
And then she's doing St. Vincent, whatever that is. Spy, which I'm sure she's probably playing the same character. Boo, Bureau of Otherworldly Operations. And The Heat 2. So those all have to be the same fucking movie, too. I don't understand what her appeal is. I don't think she's funny. I don't know anybody who thinks she's funny.
She has a very specific following. And that's about all I can say. Because I really don't know how else to sum it up. I've told you before, I've seen her on Saturday Night Live, and every character is exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, okay.
I mean, she's cousins with Jenny McCarthy, who is just an obnoxious windbag too.
Right.
So I don't understand why. Maybe that's her pull. Well, Jenny McCarthy doesn't really have pull anymore, but...
No, not at all.
I don't know. I don't get her. I don't understand what...
Don't?
No, I don't get the appeal of that at all.
Well, maybe our listeners could write in and tell us what they think of her.
I wish... I would like to hear from somebody who actually thinks she's funny and why they think she's funny. Because I don't see it. It's the same obnoxious shit every single time she's on screen. Even Mike and Molly has gotten to the point. Like, I've watched a couple of them.
Yeah. And
at first, she was playing normal, and now it's the same bullshit that she plays everywhere else. And I don't know if the writers are trying to capitalize on her fame elsewhere, but it's really fucking...
No, bad. Because her... I mean, her character is the least... developed of anybody on that show. I mean, I think the mother and the sister are so much funnier than she is.
Right.
You know, I mean, even the mother's boyfriend is funnier. I don't know. How people become famous is just beyond me. I will never understand it.
Is it, you think it's just right place or right time for her?
Think. I mean, it's not like you've seen her in any kind of amazing acting roles, you know, where she's done... you know, her wacky comedy shit, and then she does, you know, some really deep, sensitive, anti-bullying kind of TV movie or something. she doesn't pull like a Sandra Bullock.
Right.
Sandra Bullock can be like hot and sexy, and she can be funny, and she can be serious, and I mean, I don't understand it. She doesn't deserve a career.
No. I agree. Oh, well. She'll burn out soon enough, hopefully. Then she'll just be gone. But isn't she married to somebody famous as well?
I don't know. Probably somebody fat.
That's not nice, John.
It's not?
No.
Why don't you look it up and tell us?
I am right now. Hang on.
Okay.
She is married to Ben Falcone.
Apparently nobody famous.
Who, let's see. Oh, look, he was in Tammy. He's in The Heat. He's an identity thief. He was on He was in Bridesmaids.
So who is he?
I haven't heard of most of the things he was in. He was in the TV series Joey. He was
okay.
In,
who was he in Joey?
Howard. He was in 17 episodes.
Howard.
But it seems like all of his stuff is one off in the TV series, or he doesn't, most of the things that he does in movies doesn't have a name. He's like air marshal and David and Carlo, Blue Collar Man. You know, he's one of those guys.
He's a named extra. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. Oh, he wrote Tammy. Let's see, did he produce? And he's an executive producer on Tammy.
Oh, and now I know who he is now that I see him with a mustache.
And he directed Tammy. Yeah. Okay. So he's just hanging on, I guess.
Well, there's plenty to hang on to.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. Fuck that guy. Fuck them both.
No.
No?
I'll leave it to her.
Okay. Hey, did you watch the season premiere of Falling Skies?
Yes.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, that's interesting.
Have they rounded the corner and was like, there's nothing else we can do, so let's fuck it, jump the shark, and we'll do human collaborators?
Yes.
I don't like this season so far. I mean, I hope really? It gets better. It's one episode, but I didn't like it. I mean, I really sat there going, when is this going to end?
Yeah, I think the Nazi influence is a little out there.
Yeah, and, but, you know, now the Volm are now, there's only like packs of them running around and the war's
kind of gone away.
They didn't get rid of the Skitters or anything, and you're like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that they thought about this very well. Or they the writer's room and they were just like, well, let's go this way with it.
I don't know. I mean, I think they are trying to, I don't know. You know, I don't know what they're trying to do.
I mean, even with the characters of the new characters, like their new daughter is now in her 20s.
And looks like a blonde Demi Lovato.
Yeah, like all of a sudden.
I was like, who is that? That's who?
Yeah, that's exactly.
It took me a while to figure out who the hell it was.
Like, we knew she didn't age like everybody else, but like now all of a sudden she's in charge of right. Chinatown, where apparently the war hasn't shown up.
Because Chinatown has been untouched?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why? What? The MSG keeps them away? Is that like the secret to survival?
Oh, Round Eye, you know, come here. Yeah, I find it very strange, and I'm gonna give it a couple more episodes, but I may be done with Falling Skies.
Yeah, it could go that way.
I don't have the energy to keep up with that kind of crap anymore. Like, it takes all my energy to keep up with Game of Thrones and Walking Dead and
right
all that other stuff. Like, Falling Skies is only on in the summer, so now you have to think back a year ago to be like, what had happened?
Right.
Okay, who is that? Oh, and now all of a sudden we're in some kind of weird re-education center, and the child that nobody ever thought would amount to anything now has something to do, and
yeah, like they've split up the whole family, so now there's like, you know, it's like Survivor.
Yeah.
You know, the father's in one camp, the older son's somewhere else, the younger son's somewhere else, the middle kid who used to have the thing on his back is somewhere else. And it's right. Like, really?
Right. And now they've gone from harnessing these kids to now they're going to re-educate them. And the only way they get to eat is if they say that the Skitters are our friends or whatever. And you're like,
really?
Okay. This is
so the surefire put a thing on their back and you know, manipulate them wasn't as good an idea as, hey, we'll just lie to them.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and I can't remember the girl that used to be with the Skitters that they killed, I guess it was the end of last season.
Yeah.
Did she have a thing on her back? Or was she...
She had to have.
Being manipulated another way. See, I don't remember because it was a fucking year ago.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't understand. I hope that the writing gets better, but it kind of feels like maybe they should just end this.
Well, now they've got to, you know, get through 13 episodes of a season.
Well, maybe this should be the last 13. Maybe they should look at this and be like, we've run its course.
Let's find a way to wrap it up.
Exactly. Let's wrap this fucker up and let's all go do something else.
Yes. That would be a good idea.
Yeah. And then it could free up the summer for something else.
Yes. Are you going to watch Under the Dome?
No. I started watching it last year and it never kept my interest.
Yeah.
So I'm done with that. I did watch The Last Ship, which was on before.
Yeah.
Because I got the times mixed up for Falling Sky. So I was like, well, what is this?
And?
It's okay. I mean, yeah. it's got room to grow. It looks like there's a bigger story to tell. And that they've written for the arc of the season and not so much like per episode.
Okay.
Which can be good and can be bad depending on the overall story. But, you know, Adam Baldwin's in it, so I'll give it a shot. He's done pretty well in the last couple of last couple series that I've seen him in. So, you know, hopefully it works out for him.
All right. Well, good for that.
Yeah.
Good for that. I've been watching Crossbones with John Malkovich.
Oh, is that the pirate one?
Yeah. He plays Blackbeard, but he's bald and has a gray beard. But, okay.
Hey, whatever.
Interesting.
What is that on?
NBC, ABC, something like that.
It's on network television, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a but it's on Friday night at 10 o'clock. It's on NBC.
Oh, so it doesn't have a prayer of catching
an audience. No, and it's kind of ponderous. It's kind of heavy. It's like okay, it's very lush, like they spent a lot of money on production value.
Right.
But it's still kind of heavy to get into and to not be a Pirates of the Caribbean ripoff.
Okay.
Even though that's kind of what it is. That there is a chronometer that they are trying to, that Blackbeard has in his possession and the British are trying to get back. And apparently if you own the chronometer, you can own the seas. And I don't have any idea how that's supposed to work. If that's supposed to mean that you've got to, you can schedule everybody. I don't know. It's kind of weird. You know, it's like having one of those watches with all the extra dials.
Right.
And it's like, what good is this?
I see they spent all their money on John Malkovich because there's not... I don't recognize any of these other people aside from Julian Sands.
I was going to say Julian Sands is in it.
Yeah. The Warlock.
And so, again, another fabulous career.
Yeah.
And, of course, the fabulous Boxing Helena.
There you go.
It's a great movie, but anyway...
Is John Malkovich any good in it?
He's John Malkovich.
Oh.
I have the assumption that he walks around the set going, call me Blackbeard. And says R a lot.
Oh, does he do the pirate thing?
No, he's kind of... I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. He's just like a very bad Bond villain. That's the only way to sum it up.
So it's like a Bond movie where you only follow the villain?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
Okay.
But yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
So sad.
Whatever.
Yeah, life goes on.
Yeah.
Life goes on.
Let's see, what else is going on?
Have you caught up on the local Florida news?
It depends on what you're talking about.
Wait. This happened while I was away from the show, so hopefully it hasn't been covered.
No, but, we only talked about a movie last week, so.
Okay, well. This 32-year-old man was arrested for marijuana possession. And when he was pulled over by the cops, he hid it in his fat rolls. He is 450 pounds. 450-pound brother. Who they found 23 grams of marijuana, cocaine, a handgun, and $7,000 cash.
In fat rolls?
In his fat rolls.
Holy shit.
And in case you're wondering, his friends call him Fat Boy and Biggie.
Fat Boy and Biggie?
Yes.
Wow.
So, once again, Florida in the news.
I think I heard something about that when Jimmy Fallon was hosting from Universal Studios.
It might have been.
He did a bit where he's like, just like the news in Central Florida, and it was all drug related,
like, yep,
stuff. And I think that was one of them, that he hid stuff in his fat rolls or something.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you hide a handgun under one boob?
Sure. Maybe between the cheeks.
You know that, have you ever seen the commercial with the little kid where the grandfather does the here's a quarter behind your ear?
Yes.
And the girl, do it again. It's kind of like that, but the cops are like, I don't want to lift up that fat roll. I don't know what's going to come tumbling out.
You can take this one, rookie. There you go. All yours.
Oh, God, that's gross. That's gross. Why is Florida so fucked up? You can't answer that?
I can't answer that. I'd say it's proximity to Puerto Rico, but, you know, that's not the only reason. But yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, that's so sad, John.
Really? Which part?
You know, Huffington Post has an entire section called Weird Florida News.
Well, how appropriate is that?
I'm just seeing if you're
If I'm honest.
No.
Am I there?
If your fat boy is on here somewhere.
Oh, he's gotta
be. Yeah, here he is. Holy shit.
Yes.
He makes me feel better about myself. As a heavy dude, that makes me feel better.
He makes Godzilla feel better about himself.
Here's somebody named Crystal Metheny. Uh, 36 was arrested last month for shooting a missile into a vehicle, according to the records from the Polk County Sheriff's Office. That's right near you.
Yes, it is.
It should be noted that under Florida law, a missile can be defined as a stone or other hard substance. So this should not be construed to mean that she was necessarily launching rockets into passing cars. Metheny was also arrested in 2012 on a marijuana charge, according to Orlando Sentinel. Jezebel's Mark Schreiber writes that he called the Polk County Sheriff's Office to confirm that this was Metheny's real name and not an alias. When he expressed his amazement over the moniker, a sheriff's office spokesman identified only as Linda told him, "Sir, this is Florida. We have a lot of interesting names here."
Yeah. This was the one throwing rocks at cars, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and apparently, yeah, it can be considered a missile in Florida.
Well, sure. I mean, I know somebody who was... Oh, no, this is somebody else. That's not who I thought it was. I thought this was the drag queen. I believe it's Crystal Matheny.
Crystal Matheny?
You know, like Pat Matheny, the jazz musician.
Right.
I don't think she's clever enough to call herself Crystal Metheny.
Other exciting things in Florida have read such as strip club employee strips and masturbates in a jail cell. Apparently a prosecutor referred to somebody as a crack hoe on Facebook. That's nice.
That's right, because everybody knows there are no crack hoes on Facebook.
Florida man drives naked and masturbates in attempt to entice truckers.
And the crack smoking neighbors get into a machete fight.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Wow.
Only in Florida would cat mutilations shock a Florida neighborhood. Would a boy age 9 steal a car to avoid school?
What is this?
I don't know.
The title is In Pursuit of Human Ponies and Other Strange Subcultures of Florida. It's over on the left-hand side towards the top. You need to click on it to see this picture. As I thumb through a horse supply catalog, I can't help but think of the pony people I met during the research for my book, Fringe Florida, Travels Among Mudboggers, Furries, UFOologists, Nudists, and Other Lovers of Unconventional Lifestyles.
And they all live in my apartment complex. That's wild, isn't it?
There's something called Fetish Con.
Oh, yeah, of course.
FetCon in Tampa, August 7th through 10th. We should go.
Oh, can't make it.
Oh,
darn.
Come on. That'd be fun to cover. Exhibitor booths are sold out.
Oh, this is sad.
Here's just a few of the people that you could find at FetCon. Ivy Sin, Daphne Taylor, Madeline Ray, Kimberly Marvel.
Yaya Han and Ivy Doomkitty.
Holy crap.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to pass.
Seems
but,
like a
no.
lot of adult entertainment people.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Wow. And this list just keeps right on going for attending models. Holy shit. So if you're into fetish pornography, this would be the place to go. Because it's a ton of people you've probably seen on the internet.
And some you might even know.
Some you probably know, yes. Holy crap. See, there is a convention for everyone.
Well, sure. I think what you're really saying is there's a way to get money out of anyone.
Yes. Yes, I wonder what the FetCon party consists of.
I'm not.
It starts out with the Fetish Con kinky red carpet.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a meet and greet party. There's a pool party. I wouldn't want to go in that pool afterwards.
Hell.
There's a couple of pool parties. We're not going to clean that until afterwards. And then the fetish ball and bash.
And actually, that's what some people get.
Yes. Doc, I got a case of fetish ball and bash.
Here's some penicillin.
Yeah.
That's awful.
And just like MegaCon, they have a trade show floor where you can probably buy very strange things to wear. I mean, there's strange things to wear at MegaCon, but I'm sure this is even worse.
I would have to agree with that. Yes.
The only thing left for sale is the exclusive Atrium booth, which is $2,500 a day.
Wow. But we think of the traffic.
In the wrong fucking business. It's $200 a weekend for the internet, if you want to have internet at your booth.
Well, that makes sense.
We should be putting on conventions, John.
Should we?
Sure.
Okay.
PodCon.
Yes.
Why does Kathy Griffin have?
Because she posed nude.
Isn't she in her 50s?
She's 53. Looks pretty good for 53, actually.
Does she? Are the pictures on? Oh, the pictures are on here.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not bad for 53, I guess. I mean, I'm sure most of that's fake, though, right?
No, I'm sure that's probably true.
No, I mean, most of the stuff on her body are probably fake.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she's had stuff.
Because she's one of those people that talks about how much plastic surgery she's had. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Angel Hayes on relationship with Ireland Baldwin. I don't know who either one of those are, but it says, we fuck and friends don't fuck.
Well, I guess that's all you need to know.
Yeah. Did you see that Gordon Ramsay is shutting down Kitchen Nightmares?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's saying that he's getting tired of doing it, but what they're saying is that the real reason is that 60% of the restaurants that appeared on Kitchen Nightmares are closed. And that what he's doing doesn't work, so they're going to stop doing the show.
Well, good. They should.
Yeah. So he'll just have like 8 or 9 other TV shows for...
Right.
For him. Because he'll have MasterChef, Junior MasterChef, Hell's Kitchen, Hotel Nightmares. You know, hey, whatever. And for some weird reason, when you click on that, there is a... Under his story is a photo grouping of Game of Thrones. I don't know what those have to do with each other. It's not like he was on Game of Thrones.
He's not? No. You sure?
Yes. He wouldn't last. They would have killed him off right away. James underwear and socks with revolutionary X-Temp technology. I love when you look at stuff on the internet.
Jesus Christ. Where the hell is it? I can't even find it.
Do you use Chrome?
I don't use Chrome. I don't like Chrome.
If you use Chrome, though, like if you have tabs open, it tells you which one is playing the audio.
Yes. Yes.
And Eminem's daughter graduated high school. Oh, don't I feel old now? Oh, here's somebody else that died, John.
Who's that?
Hang on. Steve Vixton, who did Hey Arnold. He was a voice actor.
Oh, of course.
He's dead at 54.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I guess Hey Arnold was... Oh, he's written on Rugrats and The Simpsons. So there's another one. Not that a lot of people know who he is, but He's dead.
But he's dead. There you go.
Yeah. No more Hey Arnold.
Oh well. Life goes on. Hopefully. Hopla-da.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What was the Kim Kardashian blackface incident?
That was the guy who showed up at her wedding in blackface and was telling everybody that he was Kanye.
I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Oh, well, it's going to show up on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Of course it is, because it was all manufactured.
So, yeah. So, exactly. It wasn't like it actually happened. It's not like they're pissed off because Jaden Smith wore a white Batman costume.
Right.
They're all doing this so that they can get fucking TV shows out of it.
Of course.
What a... another group of talentless bitches that don't belong on TV. I don't get it.
It's horrible. Horrible.
Oh, well. Oh, no, I didn't want to watch a video. No.
Yes, go ahead.
No,
watch
no,
it.
No, 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 no,
no. No! Stop! Stop!
Damn it. Okay, I think I got it. Go, go, go.
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is why I like coming to Huffington Post, because they have a picture of Peter Dinklage taking a selfie with Grumpy Cat.
Yes.
Oh my God, if you haven't seen it, I gotta put this on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna put this up on Facebook because that's too good to.
But it's not real. It's photoshopped.
Is it?
Yes.
So he just took a okay. God damn it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. So you know what? We're not going to cater to this shit. Okay?
Fuck. Well, now I got
to do it. If you want to see it, you can look it up yourself, but we're not going to show it to you.
Oh, it didn't post it. Okay. I was trying to put something up on the webpage.
Were you?
Yeah. Never mind. Well, shit. That just ruined my day.
It did?
Yeah. That's a great picture, though.
Well, here's an article you might like.
What?
By a magazine called MadameDoi.com. And it's a list of celebrities with physical deformities.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, did you know that Kesha had a tail?
No, I did not.
I had a tail when I was born. It was a tiny tail, about a quarter of an inch. Then they chopped it off and stole my tail. Okay, quarter of an inch? That's a skin tag. That's not a tail.
Okay, so who else had a weird fucked up deformity?
Andy Garcia?
Really?
Had a conjoined twin attached to his shoulder?
Oh!
And it wasn't until he was a toddler that doctors surgically removed it?
Ew!
Honey, what's that on your shoulder? What hump? You know Drew Carey has 11 toes?
I did not know that. What else?
Denzel Washington has a twisted finger.
A twisted finger?
He broke his finger playing basketball as a kid and it wasn't set right.
Oh.
Ashton Kutcher has webbed toes.
Makes him a good swimmer.
Yes.
What else?
Uh, see. They're really stretching for this.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. By what they're calling celebrities. Oh, Vince Vaughn has a deformed thumb.
Ooh.
That's creepy. Oh, did you know Forrest Whitaker has a lazy eye? Wow, I never noticed that.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Oh, did you know that Seal has scars?
Really? Is that on the list?
Yes.
Oh, come on, people.
Did you know that Harry Styles from One Direction has 4 nipples?
I did not know that. I don't even know who that is.
One Direction?
Yeah,
you don't know. Sorry. You don't know You're Beautiful?
No.
All right.
That's funny.
Victoria's Secret model Karolina Kurkova has no belly button.
Well, then how was she born? Or was it a tummy tuck gone wrong?
No, she had an umbilical hernia.
Oh.
When she was born.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, so, you know, let's not make fun of this, okay, asshole?
I can make fun of it if I want.
Yeah, you can.
Didn't happen to my kid.
And Stephen Colbert has a deformed ear.
Really?
He had a ruptured eardrum that left him deaf in his right ear. Now he can bend his ear inward and flip it back out by winking his eye. And more to the point, there's a video.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, there's also a GIF.
I prefer Peter Pan. Oh, it's been deleted.
Here, wait a minute. And something called the GIF bin.
How'd you twist your ankle? Well, I tripped over the GIF bin.
Did you see it? Did you click on it?
Yep. Oh, my God, that's creepy. Oh, my God, that's kind of gross.
We'll put that on the Facebook page.
Oh, my God, that's weird.
It looks like he gets in there pretty good. Like he can get his whole ear folded into it.
Ew. That's creepy.
He's going to be great on late night television.
I think so.
What is this one?
Oh my God.
Oh crap. I just had a whole bunch of shit open up. What did I do? What did I click on?
You're looking up for that paraplegic porn again, aren't you?
Yes. You know me. Oh, this is nothing. Come on. Nobody cares. Well, that's pretty fucked up, that ear thing.
Yeah, that's gross.
Who knew? And apparently he does it all the time because there's like pictures of him with other people and I guess somebody says, do the ear thing. Looks like he's done it on David Letterman and a bunch of other places. Who knew he was deaf in one ear?
Well, now we do.
Yes. Hang on. All right, so what should we wrap the show up with there, John? You got anything else?
Should wrap it up with aluminum foil so it stays fresh. Because I wouldn't want it to go stale.
I think we're already past that.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it. There you have it.
Tilda Swinton's doing an AMA on Reddit.
Really?
I'm sure that's fascinating.
Oh, hey, what do you call a nun in a wheelchair?
Jeez, what?
Virgin Mobile.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So Tilda Swinton gets questions such as, if I show Snowpiercer at my London cinema, will you come along for a Q&A? Those aren't. How many times have you walked in on George Clooney wearing the Batsuit?
Huh?
Apparently Tilda Swinton was in a movie with George Clooney.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, The Monuments Men. No, oh. That wasn't her. That was Kate Blanchett. Yeah, the people, you know, AMAs used to be really cool where people would ask really, really out there questions and the people would answer. And now it's all, I love your work. Don't have a question. Whatever. I thought that was going to be good. See what happens when we don't do any prep for the show?
Yes.
Ooh, Andy Serkis is joining the Avengers Age of Ultron cast. Here's what we'll go out on. Let's see. Continue to Variety. Must be true. It's on Variety. You're involved with both Avengers Age of Ultron and Star Wars Episode 7. The Imaginarium is the performance capture consultant that I'm playing a role in both films. On the Avengers, I've been working closely with Mark Ruffalo. Will we actually see your face? I'm not at liberty to mention, but it's all the same to me. I've never drawn a distinction when playing a role, whether it be live action or performance capture. Acting is acting. It's just basically what you wear to the set that's different. Well, yeah, but he's the one that made the big upset because they wouldn't recognize performance capture in the Academy Awards.
Wow, that
was a whole shitload of nothing.
Yeah, it was.
God damn it. Fucking hell. All right, on a good positive note, they announced this week that they're doing a sequel to Pacific Rim, which I'm extremely excited about. Coming out in 2017. Something to live for, folks.
That's exciting.
It is. I love that first movie. I thought it was really, really good. And you probably haven't seen it because you don't see movies anymore.
I don't, but I did have it on Blu-ray, so at some point in my life, I will watch it.
You really need to sit down and watch it.
Yes, I will, in my spare time.
Yeah, I know. You don't have any of that.
I know.
Your spare time is getting to do the show, so.
Yes.
And we appreciate that, John.
Well, you should.
We do. I do. Anyway, all right, well, you don't have anything else?
I got nothing else.
Nothing else? Okay. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. If you like Melissa McCarthy, and you want to tell us why, we'd appreciate that because we don't understand it. You can listen to us on Stitcher. You can follow us on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page. And all that good stuff, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Bye bye.